is his age for a child? Is she?
She's 51.
After school.
High school.
Where was it?
Here in Foley.
Is she in any clubs or groups or anything like that?
Yes. Actually, city. Well, she's a member, works with a local group called the Performing Arts Association. She's very active in a lot of different civic affairs. She's a member of the trustee of the local school and a member of the city housing authority. I don't know what you call that, a city.
Yeah.
She used to belong to an organization called the Foley Civic League, which is a organization of younger women. When they get 35, 40, they say they're too old, like the JCs.
Yeah, what about her people? Where are they from?
Her father was from Minnesota. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But they moved to Atlanta at one period of time, and he went to school at Sewanee, and I believe he graduated after some years, and I think had a law degree. Her mother, family, I think her mother was really born in Columbus, Georgia, but they had relatives in Pensacola, and they may have grown up in Pensacola.
Yes.
Now they, if it's any interest to you, her family had been in Pensacola area for many, many years, and they were earlier Spanish descent, and I know there's a school, the Ali E. Nestra School in Pensacola, is named for one of her mother's sisters.
Do you have any idea about your earlier ancestry, earlier than your grandparents, maybe where they were from earlier? Do you know how far you can go back?
Yeah. Now on my father's side, what I've told you, that's all. My mother's family, her mother, their family came from South Carolina many years ago, and they, somewhere along the line, they were Prussians, and the name is one of their family names.
Do you have any idea how
that's spelled? P-O-E-L-N-I-T-Z. And the story goes that Polonets came over in the Revolutionary War to help train the American fighting people.
What about the house that you grew up in? Is it still standing?
Yeah. It's right across from the school, and actually it's owned by the school now, and they use it as a classroom for slow learners, whatever, the special education department to call it.
How long did you stay in that house?
Well, until I was about 15. I think we moved from there about 1940.
Tell you what I'd like you to do for me, if you don't mind, just here on this sheet of paper, the house that you grew up in.